check one, two. No more monitor. Hey, check one, two. You know, I just found out that I am the MC for this beautiful showcase here tonight, and I've heard of all of you guys. I don't know which one is which, though, because I've never met any of you. Would you, except, of course I know you, but can you guys all introduce yourselves and be all around? That way I won't be such a doofus. All right, well, we have a topic, don't we? Our topic is songs we rarely perform, which I think is fun. Wasn't that fun for you guys? Okay, well, Liz, do you want to start down there at your end?
Sure.
Wasn't expecting that.
Well, I am not a bluegrass artist at all. I never write bluegrass music or really listen to it much, but for some reason I wrote this bluegrass song and I never played it out because I thought it would confuse people. But it's perfect for the round, I think. I think I played this out one time. I don't even know what it's called. I guess you can figure that out later. Go tell it to the mountain, go sing it to the sky. Ain't no one gonna listen here, ain't no one on your side. No, you don't get no mercy, your lies are cheap and cold. Well, I wonder if you have a heart, or if you're all just skin and bones. Well, this whole town knows you burn every bridge you cross. But we never thought we'd see the day you turn your back on us. Well, you got what you wanted, oh, was it worth the cost? Burning out, look at all you lost. Go on, get on your way now, take any outbound road. And if you do look back one day, don't ever call this home. Ain't no one here your neighbor, ain't no one here your friend. Ain't no one here wanna see your face around these parts again. Cause this whole town knows you burn every bridge you cross. But we never thought we'd see the day you turn your back on us. Well, you got what you wanted, all was it worth the cost? The fire is burning now, look at all you lost.
Start off with a song that I wrote and that I think I might have played it out once. I haven't recorded it yet, except for the little demo four-track version, but it's an urban vampire song. Because I live in New York City right near St. Mark's, and there's a lot of urban vampires there. I love the idea of New York City vampire, like Spike on Buffy, you know? You know, that kind of vampire. And I love the idea of vampires being around so long that, you know, the landscape changes and stuff. So there's a little thing at the end you can sing along with if you think about it, or, you know, any of it. But this is called Made of Sand.
are made of sand. See the evidence that you were here before. If the sidewalks were made of sand, I'd slip my soul into your footprints. If the sidewalks were made of sand, I'd see the evidence that you were here before. If the sidewalks were made of sand, I'd slip my soul into your footprint. I'd feel my spirit empty and drained into the ground. And we'd be grafted into something new to take root below this town. If the sidewalks were made of sand, evidence that you were here today. If the sidewalks were made of sand, follow the soul you could not get away. If the sidewalks were made of sand, I'd see the evidence that you were here today. If the sidewalks were made of sand, I'd follow the soul you could not get away. I'd take you with me
say that I thought it said songs I regularly do. It's one of my favorite things to sing. And I chose this one just this second because I saw all you guys singing and I thought, this is an audience that would like to sing. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. This has got an, actually it's got a complicated chorus, so maybe I shouldn't have done this cue.
don't go, I'm going to sing you the chorus first so you can see how hard it is and decide whether you want to get into it or not. And if you don't want to, still stick around because Eliza will be next. The chorus is, don't go away, stay at home if you can. Don't go to that city, they call it Cheyenne. For old Sitting Bull and Chief Wallaby Bill, he'll lift off your hair in those dreary black hills. Do you want to try it once through before we do the actual song? Because then I think you only get something like four chances. So don't go away, stay at home if you can. Don't go to that city they call it Cheyenne. For old Sitting Bull and Chief Wallaby Bill, they'll lick off your hair in those dreary black hills. Yeah, you haven't got it.
It's making ooh with us.
Yeah, he's making ooh, but the hard part that I know is intimidating me is old Sitting Bull and Chief Wallaby Bill. Okay? And they'll lift off your hair in those dreary black hills. That's, and then if you get that, you have a whole thing.
Okay, it would be a nice hat move.
Or ooh.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to have a hat. Yeah, we could all do it. Yeah. These guys, you know, they know their stuff.
Yeah, why we make the big money.
Yeah, that's why they make the big money. I sort of know, like this, that's not it, but they know the whole. Anyway. Kind friends, you must pity my horrible tale. I'm an object of pity, I'm looking quite stale. I gave up my trade selling rice patent pills to go hunting gold in those dreary black hills. So don't go away, stay at home if you
I have so many songs that I have so many that are way back there. I was in the big country that's down under. Thank you. I was there a couple of years ago. That gives you hope about what lyrics I'm going to be able to come up with. But I was down there at a festival. It was like a 3-day festival, and I had an hour set. I had 4 1-hour sets over the course of the festival. I decided I would never repeat myself. So I just went through my material, and by the end I was dredging up really old songs, and there was a progression, because I used to be, I'm a lot happier now than I used to be, so by the end of the festival everybody was like really depressed. You know, I was pulling out all my old really sad songs, and so at the end of the whole festival, a woman came up to me, an Australian woman, she said, Loisa, are you happy now? This dates from way back then. It's just that people say, God, Liza, you have so many songs. I'm like, yeah, I'm old.
I remember Abilene and that roadside swimming hole. I knew you at all back then, but I knew that you moved my soul. Everything's changing around us, but your eyes are still blue. Couples are piling up like car wrecks. Why am I still dancing with you? Is this the last?
Oh, is it?
going to do a song that I wrote when I was a teenager, after my first real breakup. And I haven't played this one in a long time. This is called What Living's For.
Song that I wrote after my first real breakup was actually the first song I ever wrote, and it's like the total victim song. And I was just like, I can't sing it because I would be so wimpy compared to that. But I'm from a different generation, and I was, you know, listening to the Raspberries, whatever. So I won't do that one, but I'll, let's see. I think I'll do another rarity song that I haven't recorded. And it's a song I wrote after I found out that Alex Chilton had died. You know who he is? The Box Tops and the solo career and all that stuff. And I was in New York when it happened, and, you know, there's certain people, he was one of them, where he had such a powerful influence on me, and yet he was still kind of a cult figure. A lot of people didn't know who he was. Nobody understands. You know, he said, oh, Alex Chilton died, and I'm really bummed out, and people just sort of look past you. And so I dealt with it by having my own little kind of wake in our apartment. I just took out those Big Star albums and started writing out, you know, the lyrics and the chord sheets and learning those songs for myself and playing them, and that's how I sort of dealt with the death of who was an icon to me, and wrote the song.
Yeah.
Got a boyfriend, and I did this song. I was out on the road with Patty Griffin a few years ago, and she has a pretty young audience compared to you. No, I'm just kidding. But I sang this song, Mama's Got a Boyfriend, every night. This is years ago, and every night after the show, someone would come up to me after the show, and they would say, "I love that song about your mom." Sorry, I just simply must be in tune. My guitar is going through changes here in New Bedford. I've come from Texas, where it's going to be 105 degrees there in a couple of days, and it hadn't gone below 100 in months. And it's the worst drought in recorded history, and it's really nice to be here.
Low humidity, anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Unfortunately, it's not even. There's still a little humidity there. It's very odd. Okay. Here. Thank you.
mom feel about you writing about that? Just kidding. Okay, I'm gonna go back to my breakup song, my first breakup. This is the wimpy side of me that I have not shown yet on this round. But believe me, it is 90% of me. This is called Overdue.
What is that sound? Yeah.
around that ditty. I mean, we all know the ditty, but I've never heard the song. And the song is fabulous. It's damn funny. And I love your Run the Bassline. Your guitar playing is fantastic. You can't fake that shit.
Kiss, and I wrote this song. It's so weird. Actually usually play it on piano. That's why I don't play it out that much. So here's my guitar version of it. This is called Rush. Don't stop. I like where this is going. You've got a way of coming over me like rain. Tongue tied, your body wants you to touch, and you're terrified. Well, that makes two of us now. It's just the two of us now. Well, have you ever felt so alive as I feel?
skin pure bliss, and all the sound of you aching for more. So hold me, steady as you unfold me, and unleash a desire that will never die.
Thank you.
this is my third one today, so I'm like, I was okay with it, you know what I mean? But I really love playing along to the banging of the outhouse doors. And for us, it's really nice. We watch people kind of adjust themselves and everything. I wasn't saying you. That Maura must be feeling right now. Oh, God. You cannot make that shit up. All right, well, let's sing. I gotta sing a long song. This is from an older record of mine, and I'd love to get a chance to sing this again. So. This is about our springs in Austin, Texas, and it's sort of the place that brings our community together. It's certainly where we draw the line in the sand for all our environmental battles, but also in the summer they open up these springs under the full moon, and thousands of people come out and swim under the full moon together. And it's really quite something, and it's a lot like this festival to me. It's kind of a way to bring the community together. It's very touching, and I would rather just play communities than arenas any day. So. So this has a chorus on it. When I come around, I'll kind of lead you through it and see if we can do it. I'm going to employ the choir of angels here. In the building block canyons, the urban survivors are trapped in the gridlock of 9 to 5s there, burning their candles while gas engines idle. They long for revival in wildwood spring. Come down where the wild birds sing. Come down where the water's clean. Postgrads from West Texas, hippies from Manor, float with the rednecks as kids do their thing. First Nations linger with the ghost of John Traynor in the deep waters of Wildwood Spring. Come down where the wild birds sing, where the wild birds sing. Where the water's clean. Down in the wildwood spring. Down in the wildwood spring. I remember the first time I knew I could love him, and this would be more than a vow and a ring. With the last rays of hope and the blue skies above him, he flung himself into the wildwood spring. Come down where the wild birds sing, where the wild birds sing. Come down where the water's clean, where the water's clean.